Jamaica's debt situation is among the world's worst. To rein in the problem, current Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller has imposed strong economic austerity measures. Economists say she's made progress, but political observers say Jamaicans are weary of the belt tightening. As a result, Simpson Miller
and her Liberal People's National Party
narrowly lost Thursday's parliamentary elections. The winners, Andrew Holness and his conservative Jamaican Labor Party, which promised to relax the austerity. Marlon Hill is a Jamaican-born Miami attorney.
The Jamaican Labor Party were promoting the word prosperity, whereas the People's National Party were promoting that they needed to continue the progress that they've accomplished. So it was a choice, and many times people want jobs.
Hill says Jamaica must also get its diaspora more involved in solving the island's problems. Expats send $2 billion in remittances to Jamaica each year, but they can't vote in Jamaican elections.
The country could benefit from leadership and input and perspective from persons overseas of Jamaican descent who do still want to have a very interconnected relationship with Jamaica.
South Florida has the U.S.'s second largest Jamaican community behind New York. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.